If you've been to your healthcare practitioner and told that your blood work is fine, but you don't feel fine, if you are wondering, is it your hormones or isn't it? This is the episode for you, sister. Let's dive in and let me explain it all. What's up, sister? Welcome back to the Period Whisperer podcast, the show helping perimenopause and menopause women de-stress your body and decode what it's saying to you so you can own your own health, energy, and weight loss again. If you're new, I'm so happy you're here. I'm Bria, I'm your host, a recovering people pleaser and hustle addict turned functional and holistic hormone specialist. Let's lean in and learn what your body is saying to you. Well, hey there, sister. Welcome to this episode of the Period Whisperer podcast. Bria here, your fellow sister in the years of perimenopause with you. And, you know, the usual question, how are you feeling in your body today? Does your body feel tired? Is it bloated? Is it crampy? Is it cranky? Is it sore? Is it full? Is it bloated? Is it short on libido, or is it exhausted? There's so many things. Is it hot? Is it hot from night sweats or hot flashes? Is it cold all day long? Is it anxious? These are all feelings that we feel inside of our body. And today I really want to talk more about when you're having these feelings, and you think, okay, it is so uncomfortable now that I need help. I cannot possibly keep going like this. Like the symptoms that you're having are impacting your life so that you cannot live your life to the fullest that you want to. What is most important, I want you to know, is that you do not need to accept that. There is so much vitality, opportunity, thriving, fulfillment, beautiful feeling, weight loss, you know, muscle building. All of these things are available to you no matter what your age. So if I give you nothing else in this episode, please know that I promise you, you can feel better than you do. And today I want to talk really rawly about that's not a word, in a very raw way about when your blood work says you're fine, but you're not fine. Like when you are not feeling well and you go to your healthcare practitioner, and bless them, they are amazing. I have an amazing one, but there's no solution for why you're feeling that way. And I really want to talk about this because this is a really near and dear one to my heart, because this was really what happened to me. I went at 37, I was, you know, I'd been in the wellness industry for 12 years. I had a great workout. You know, I was really committed to my workout 6 days a week. You know, I was pretty solid on my nutrition, so I thought. And it felt like my body was really starting to fall apart. You know, night sweats, hot flashes, digestive issues, skin issues. Like my hair seemed to be falling out more and more. I was cranky and anxious and had this like twitch in my eye that wouldn't go away. And I just didn't feel well. I remember thinking, I can't possibly go on the rest of my life at 37. If this is the best I'm going to feel, I can't possibly keep going. And I went and I had all my blood tested and everything was fine, quote unquote, but I wasn't fine. And I hear this story so many times from so many women. This is what I hear so much from all of you. We had over 600 people in the 3-day nutrition challenge, and I've heard this from most of them. And I hear this from my clients, from those of you who apply for one-on-one coaching with me, for those of you who do your custom nutrition blueprint, from those of you who've been through Midlife Mojo. I hear this from my friends and my sister, and I hear this from everyone around me. And what I think is really important to understand is why this is. And again, I think highlighting the fact that, you know, obviously our healthcare providers are really there to look for specific things. And if there is not a specific thing wrong, then it's very difficult to get a solution or at all, or a solution that works. So often we end up leaving our healthcare provider and we feel, I say healthcare provider, let's say doctor, right? Your doctor, your nurse practitioner, They have an amazing job and they save a lot of lives and they make a big difference. But when you are not feeling well and there's no actual solution, it can be really heartbreaking. It can make you feel like something is wrong with you. It can make you feel like you're crazy in your head. And it can also make you feel like, oh, this is just what it is, and throw your hands in the air. And you're like, I'm just getting older and that is what it is. And I'm really here to push on that with you today, that it is not just what it is. There is another answer for you. And I'm going to talk about that today. So first, I think what is really important, what I had to learn, is that perimenopause is not a diagnosable condition. It is a reverse puberty transition. It is a transition that your body is going through, right? You know, just like, you know, our children, when they go through puberty, you know, they get breasts and they have, you know, hormones and stuff. Like, you can't be like, oh my gosh, my teenager is being a total cranky, you know what, and take them to the doctor. And the doctor is going to be like, nothing's wrong with them, right? They're just going through puberty. You know, I think we want to understand that in perimenopause, what actually happens is that your body is going through this transition, and all transitions are a lot more work than usual, as we know. And that work is going to really highlight what isn't working in the body already, what is not serving you, that youth was very forgiving around. So if you are eating foods that you're sensitive to, if you have gut health issues that you haven't really addressed, if you're not eating for your metabolic type, if you are working out and you're not eating enough for your workouts, if you aren't getting enough protein, if you have too much stress in your life, if you've been exposed to mold or parasites, you know, if your liver is congested, perimenopause, kind of this transition time, is going to make things more uncomfortable for you and start to bring this discomfort to the surface. Likewise, when things start to shift in our body, it is normal actually for our body to try to start to work harder, and we get cortisol kind of thrown in on that to help us work harder. Cortisol gets a really bad rap. It has a lot of beautiful aspects to it where it, you know, lowers our pain threshold. It gives us more energy. But it's the unfortunate part is that when we're going through perimenopause, this new workload is coming on the body and the body can't handle it. Cortisol comes in to start trying to deal with it. And if we don't make changes during that time, then the stress of this never really goes away. And we tip over into this more chronic stress situation that we're having. And the problem with that chronic stress situation is that our body cannot produce, our adrenals cannot produce that amount of cortisol long-term. Plus, cortisol is catabolic. It breaks down the body. So it's breaking down your body. Our adrenals can't produce enough of it anymore. So now we're producing less of it. And we slide on over into this area where now, where we had this extra energy to kind of compensate, where we had this extra pain relief to not notice our symptoms, now that's going away. We don't have enough of it. It's not potent enough. And now we are becoming very aware of, again, what isn't working in our body, things that aren't working really well. And then in the process, it's broken down more because, again, that cortisol being there long term has created a breakdown. So we're running into this situation where we're thinking, oh, it's my hormones. And although your hormones play a role in that, it's one of like the key hidden functions in your body, right? That we don't actually see the same way. It's not likely because of your hormones that this is happening. It just happens to be that there's an added workload. And that's a really important distinction because I think we can go through life a lot and think there's nothing we can do. And that we're being told that there's nothing wrong, but both of those things are not true. If you're not feeling well, if you have symptoms, you're not feeling well, period, end of story. And something is going on. There's a reason for that. And if your hormone levels aren't enough, so if you are going and having your blood work done and your hormones aren't enough, and especially if you're in these younger years, we still need to ask ourselves why. Why are they not there? And why is it bothering me so much, right? So here we are, we're in this situation, and it's really important because if we don't start to pay attention and address the issues that are going on, things don't get better. And the impact when we shift more deeply into perimenopause and then menopause, where our hormone production has significantly decreased to a very little amount, we're still in a situation then where if we take hormones, which can be very beneficial, by the way. Bioidentical hormones and hormone replacement therapy can be very beneficial. But if there's so much loss of function in the other areas of our body, then we aren't even able to metabolize and use those hormones or absorb them into our cells. So then we're in an even trickier spot. So it's really important right now in perimenopause, if your blood work is saying that you're fine, but you are not fine, that you give yourself permission to start exploring that, that you give yourself permission to not wave that white aging flag and just, you know, be helpless. It's time to really recognize and ask the questions and be curious what's going on. Because if your hormone levels are fine, but you are not fine, then we know there's something else going on. And what we like to call it in the functional space is metabolic chaos, right? And I want you to try to think about this, because our system, we have many hidden systems in our body, right? We've got our, we have our hormones, right? That stress hormone situation or HPA axis is one there. We don't see it, but it's there. It's very real. We have our immune system function. We have our digestive function. We have our detoxification function. We have our energy production, and we have our nervous system. And all of these are functions that are tied together. And a really great way of looking at these functions, these hidden functions in the body, is if you can imagine that your body is like an orchestra that plays for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for your entire life. Now, if your trumpet player, let's say your gut health, starts to slow down a bit or gets a bit off color or out of tune, it's going to be much harder for your violin player to keep up. Right? So maybe if you're having issues in your gut, maybe it's going to be harder for your liver to do its job, for your hormones to produce, for your immune system function, right? So it's going to be much harder for the next system to keep the rhythm that they're playing correctly. And it takes much more energy from that violin player to do the same job. So they might actually speed up to try to keep up with you, or they might slow down. But that violin player is really not going to be able to know whether they're playing correctly or not. And then that functioning violin player is going to affect the player next to them. And then the player next to them is affected, and so on. And that confusion is eventually going to be affecting the entire orchestra. So when we're heading into perimenopause and we know this added workload is happening, and there's maybe been issues in liver congestion or in your detoxification area that we weren't addressing or weren't aware of, now all of a sudden, that's going to get more problematic, and it's going to throw off our ability to metabolize our hormones, which throws off our hormone production. And that's also going to throw off our gut health, and that's going to throw off our immune function. All of these things are going awry, and that's what we call metabolic chaos. So if you were to check in on that orchestra, of course, a month later, the song they were previously playing is now unrecognizable. So one instrument losing function in your body, which again is being highlighted by this workload of perimenopause, starts to spread to the other parts of the orchestra and is likely going to get worse. And this is that state that we call metabolic chaos, right? If we are, you know, just doing okay, just juggling all of the balls, and then this added workload comes into play of perimenopause, then all of a sudden, you know, cortisol can ramp up and we might feel better for a little while, but then in that process, we're losing function, because when cortisol is up, DHEA, which is sort of the anabolic, it's the answer to cortisol, right? It's the repair bit to cortisol. It's also the parent hormone to our main sex hormones, estrogen, progesterone, testosterone. It can't be coming into the picture if cortisol is high. If cortisol never comes down, DHEA can't go up, and all of a sudden we're not producing those hormones anymore. So now this issue in our liver congestion is now causing issues in our stress hormones and our hormone production situation, which is now going to start to create issues in our digestive tract and so on and so forth. And perhaps so the dysfunction that started in this example with the trumpet player, maybe it started there, but that doesn't matter, because in the end, because at the end of the day, we can't just go back now to the trumpet player's tempo and expect the orchestra to magically fix itself. It just doesn't work that way, and neither does your body. In order to get back on track, each of your instruments is going to need to be reset. And this is what in functional health we call healing opportunities. So I don't typically give, you know, when we talk about just dealing with our hormones, we aren't really able to just give preference to just focusing on hormones because they're tied to your gut health. They're tied to your immune function. They're tied to your absorption of your of all of your food and your nutrients. You know, so if there's issues in our mucosal barrier, we're going to have issues in our liver. We're going to have all of these issues all around. So it doesn't really matter where the problem started. What you need to understand is that perimenopause is just helping point it out. It's bringing it to the surface. And it does that at an age where we are young enough to fix it. And it's time to do that work, right? We know that everything is connected. And it's really important that we look at all the areas of the dysfunction. And that's why it can feel so frustrating, because there's not a quick fix. You can't just take a supplement or take a pill and have it fix. And this is why so many women are suffering right now, because we are going and we're being told nothing is wrong, but we feel like something is wrong. Or we're going and we're being given something to help a symptom, but we're not fixing the underlying issue. And I think this is where all of our symptoms really are coming from, right? Is the mix of chaos inside the functions of the body. And the beautiful news of it is that so much can be improved through just diet, rest, exercise, and stress management. I talk about these four pillars all the time. But, and this is the big one, it has to be the right diet, rest, exercise, and stress management for you. Because nutrition is different for everyone. There is no one size fits all nutrition. And we know there are certain foods, we have known stressor foods that we can all get rid of, and that helps. But there are foods that bother us that we don't know. And if we don't do a food sensitivity test, we're not going to know that. Or if we don't know what our metabolic type is, then it's really hard to know these things. So we need to make sure our nutrition is designed for us, for our body composition, for how much demand and energy demand our body requires every single day. So the nutrition, that diet part's got to be designed for you. Your rest needs to be explored and created and customized for you, for what your lifestyle is. If you work shift work, or if you have young ones still that wake you up in the night, we need to be able to understand that piece. Your exercise has to be designed for you, for what you've done your whole life, for what your goals are, for where you're at in your healing process. And your stress management. Stress management works so differently for everybody. I've never been able to be someone who sits, you know, in meditation for 20, 30 minutes. But there are other ways that we can manage our stress in our life through vagal nerve exercises or just simple breathing before we eat or journaling for some people. But it's not the same for everybody. So although it's really amazing that we can do so much through diet, rest, exercise, and stress management, we do really need to make sure it is customized for us, for our lifestyle. And this is the benefit of working with a practitioner, someone like myself, or you actually get a customized plan for you and know that it's going to work for your lifestyle. And then you need to implement it, of course. So sometimes we need support in that piece. Now, I get a lot of questions about supplementation, and I talked about this on last week's episode. Supplementation can be really valuable in helping the functions in the body return. If we're missing specific nutrients, you know, if we're having some loss of function in a system and that needs a little extra support, of course, if we have a pathogen somewhere in our gut that needs to be eradicated, this is where supplementation and testing can be so valuable. But we can't really get the value of supplementation without testing, without knowing what is going on and what's going on inside of you. So I always like to say, you know, 80% of your healing is going to be through your diet, rest, exercise, and stress management for your life and your specific genetics. But 20% is going to come from supplementation and really understanding that piece. So I hope this was helpful for you today. I think really recognizing this for me gave me the power to prioritize myself. I think it can be really hard for us to carve out time or invest money in our health when we've tried so many things as women that haven't worked. But it does help to know that, again, perimenopause happens for us. It's not comfortable. It's not convenient. But it's coming on the scene and it's making really obvious to us the things that aren't working. And what's not working, especially if you've been to your doctor and they say everything's fine, what's not working is the metabolic chaos, the loss of function inside of your body. Now, you guys know, maybe you've downloaded it already. You can grab it down below in the show notes. I do have a daily hormone checklist, which is such a great foundational piece to start to make sure you're doing the things you need to support your hormones. But I always like to say, if you grab this daily hormone checklist and you do the things that I suggest on there, it's not a lot of things. It's simple foundational health pieces. If you're struggling to be consistent, that's when we know we need help, right? Because we need support either in the function is lost so much that we, you know, aren't able to make decisions for ourselves properly, like how to properly sleep or how to properly walk or, you know, get proper movement and the right nutrition for us. So sometimes it's out of our control. And sometimes we need that mindset, that motivation, that help, and that permission to kind of keep going long enough to get it to work for us. But if you do follow the daily hormone checklist, again, it's in the comments, in the show notes below, and you aren't feeling better or improvement, or you're not feeling better enough for you, for what you know to be true for you after 8 weeks or so, that's also when you know it's time to reach out for help. And there is help available for you. You don't have to suffer. But remember that perimenopause isn't that diagnosable condition. It's not something we're going to be able to just fix with a pill and a potion. It's a reminder. It's a big pink highlighter coming into your life and pointing out the things that aren't working. And we've just not been taught too much on here. So this is the time, if you're listening, if you've been feeling stuck and frustrated, if you feel like you have been doing the things and you haven't been getting the results, I really want to encourage you to swipe up down below into the show notes and apply for or schedule a free hormone assessment with me. It's a 30-minute call where we will better understand where you're at. If I can give you some simple, quick fixes, I absolutely will. Or we can talk about what it means to understand if you're in metabolic chaos, what's going on in there, what could be throwing off your hormones, and how to get you back to thriving. Because, sister, I am 42, going to be 43 this year. I feel better in my body than I ever did before. I get results when I work out. I lose weight when I try to. You know, I have what I need in order to thrive. I'm aware of the times of my month where I'm going to be a bit more tired than others. And you should be able to have that too. You should be able to feel well and thrive because women are magic. And there's so much left of life. And calling it or blaming our hormones is no longer acceptable. You are here. You are listening. It is time for you to thrive. So grab that daily hormone checklist. Recognize it's not just your hormones, that it's something else going on inside of you. That's why it's not coming up on your blood work. And book a free assessment call so I can help point you in the right direction. All right, sister, go out. Be more in your life and not just less on a scale. And we'll catch you in the next episode. Thank you so much for joining me on the Period Whisperer podcast. If you liked this episode, take 30 seconds right now to write a review on iTunes and then reach out to me directly on Instagram at Bria_period_whisperer and message me there with a screenshot of your review. As a thank you, I will give you a customized free hormone audit to get you on your way to the best health of your life in midlife.